Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Auto insurance, it goes hand in hand with a driver's license if you actually want to use it. And California is home to some 27 million licensed drivers. But lately, it's become increasingly difficult to lock down affordable car insurance here in a state where over 130 companies offer it. From double-digit rate hikes to weeks-long waiting periods, these issues have generated a lot of complaints from consumers, and it's bubbled up to a response from the top. The complaints have gotten so numerous that California's insurance commissioner recently warned insurers to follow the law and said that their alleged actions will not be tolerated. So, how'd we get here? And what options do drivers have if they're struggling to get insured? Levi Sumagaisai is an economy reporter with the nonprofit newsroom Cal Matters, which is a content sharing partner with public radio stations across the state. And she joins us to shed more light on the current car insurance landscape here in California. Good morning, Levi.
Good morning, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
So I have been familiar with home insurance, particularly fire insurance in California, and how it's become increasingly difficult in recent years. Auto insurance is kind of new for me. So give us a little bit of a background. When and why did auto insurance become more expensive and more difficult to find?
Sure. So during the pandemic, as you know, Californians were on lockdown and we were not driving our cars. Around then, the Department of Insurance basically stopped approving rate increases from auto insurers. And for about 2 years, the Department of Insurance barely approved any rate increases. And starting last year or so, auto insurers began to request rate increases. And the Department of Insurance is now approving them because we are back to driving around. So auto insurers say, one, that pause hurt them, and two, that their costs are rising, that when they have claims, that it is more expensive to replace car parts, that labor costs more. And so that's what they're saying to justify the rate increases that they've requested.
So now when it comes to drivers now, you know, years after or a few years after, you know, the state shut down, a driver wants to get auto insurance. What are they encountering today when they're shopping around?
Sure. So a lot of auto insurers have instituted new waiting periods. They range from like 10 days to 30 days. Some of them have stopped accepting applications online, are requiring drivers to, they're mailing applications to drivers, are requiring drivers to mail them back, are saying, you are going to get our decision by mail. So, you know, in this day and age when we are so used to instant gratification, being able to, you know, get all kinds of things online, this very important thing that we all need there are just delays associated with it. So that's one thing. Another thing that drivers have told me or that I've heard about that they've encountered is they're being asked to pay their premiums all up front as opposed to monthly. If you're a new driver or if you happen to have a not so stellar driving record, it's going to be really hard for you to get insurance right now. And if you do, when you finally do get it, it'll probably be more expensive than you think it's going to be.
Going back to having to mail things, you know, I remember when I applied for auto insurance. I mean, this was years ago. I was able to do it on my phone and get a quote, and I was able to shop around pretty easily from my couch. You know, what do you think the motivation is to kind of go back to an antiquated way of dealing with drivers and insurance companies?
Right. Well, you know, consumer advocates are sort of slamming insurers for these new practices. They're saying that these are stalling tactics, that insurers, you know, which are required to provide quotes and insurance to good drivers in California under the law, that insurers are doing what they can to stall and delay because they're maybe waiting for the Department of Insurance to approve the rate increases, or that, you know, they don't want to insure what, you know, who they think are more risky drivers. And so, you know, those kinds of things are happening. And it's not just the consumer advocates who are complaining about these tactics. The Department of Insurance, the commissioner, Ricardo Lara, recently, like you said earlier, warned insurers that, you know, that they need to get approval before they make changes to their policies from the Department of Insurance, because that's what California law says.
You also mentioned that, you know, if you don't have a good record, you know, if you, it's going to be harder to find insurance. If you do find it, likely you're going to have to pay higher premiums. And they're also, you know, making some changes, like you got to pay it all up front as opposed to monthly. Are there other factors that are contributing to an increased premium for drivers?
Well, you know, the insurers are saying that their costs have gone up. And, you know, from my reporting, both on the auto insurance issues that we're having in California, as well as the fire and home insurance issues, you know, it appears that insurers, not just in California, but across the country, are saying that they just have increased costs, and that climate change, you know, is also an additional risk to them. And, you know, some of these auto insurers are also home insurers. And so they're just saying that they, especially in California, might not have the reserves that they need in order to offer insurance. They're a lot, you know, their reasons sort of run the gamut.
Yeah. I mean, in recent years, we obviously have inflation, cost of living, healthcare costs have gone up, as well as supply chain issues. And that all trickles down if something happens to your vehicle, or if you need to go to the hospital because you were in an accident and the insurance is supposed to cover that. When it comes to our state, I mean, we have had trouble with insurance companies even recently, like some insurance companies when it comes to like home insurance have pulled out of the state. That was last year. So when it comes to auto insurance, are these increases and challenges, is it unique to California? Or how does it compare to other states?
Sure. So insurers very much say that California regulations are to blame. So there is a law called, there's Prop 103, regulates insurance in California. Among other things, it requires insurers to get approval from the Department of Insurance before they can raise rates or really make, you know, make changes. And so insurers say that Prop 103 is very prohibitive to them. It has a cap. Like if an insurer wants to raise its rates by more than 7%, they risk having a hearing attached to that. That is, if an intervener objects to a rate increase over 7%, they have the right to request a hearing. Oftentimes, what will happen, as I've found out, is that the intervener, which is usually Consumer Watchdog or some other consumer advocacy group, the intervener, the Department of Insurance, and the insurance company will talk among themselves and try to come to some sort of settlement. And then, you know, that'll avoid a hearing, which I've been told can last a year or two, you know, can take a really long time. And that's not that's not good for anybody, not for the Department of Insurance, not for the insurers that are trying to raise rates or make changes, and not for consumers, because it just, you know, it just takes away choice. So, you know, the difference between auto insurance and home and fire insurance right now is that under Prop 103, insurers that do business in California have to offer quotes, at least, and provide insurance to good drivers in California. That's just the law.
And what is considered a good driver in California? What are the metrics for that?
Yeah, so a good driver is someone who has, for the past 3 years, not had more than 1 point on their record, like an at-fault accident, you have to have some sort of driving record for the past 3 years.
Hmm.
And also under Prop 103, if you're considered a good driver in California, insurers are also supposed to offer you a discount.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I mean, it is a requirement. You need to have auto insurance if you want to drive in California. It is a requirement. Given that, obviously, there's a lot of challenges and, you know, the reality is that rates are going up and that waiting periods have been extended. Is this just limited to, like, the big major insurance providers? Because we have over 100 in the state. Or is this affecting all insurance companies, regardless of size?
From my reporting, what the problems I've heard about have been mainly complaints against the big companies. When I talked to the Department of Insurance about these problems and asked, you know, what are they doing about it? Well, one thing that they do recommend is that, you know, if a driver can't get insurance through a big company that they keep trying, because there are over 100 companies that are doing business in California, and they're not going to stop. You know, California is the biggest market for drivers. They call insurance brokers who might have more access, who might be able to help them. And in one of the stories that I wrote for CalMatters, you know, that is what happened with one of the people I spoke with, is that, you know, he was trying to do it himself and he really didn't have any luck until he went with he got in touch with a broker who was able to then go ahead and secure insurance for him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of hurdles. And as you mentioned, I mean, you started reporting on this, you know, at the beginning of December, about 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago. And then following your initial report, Ricardo Lara, the insurance commissioner of the state, he responded to these ongoing complaints and concerns from drivers, you know, warning of a possible crackdown, you know, threatening enforcement. I mean, realistically, what can the state do to penalize or to get insurance companies to, in their view, to comply?
Right. I mean, so, the bulletin that Lara, the insurance commissioner, issued is meant to be a deterrent, right? Like, it's supposed to warn insurers, hey, stop doing that. And in fact, in the press release announcing the possible crackdown, the insurance commissioner did say that some insurers have stopped, the tactics that people have been complaining about since the insurance commissioner said something. Also, I know that, Consumer Watchdog, which is a consumer advocacy group that's very active in this space, they as part of the intervener process, have secured promises from Allstate, actually, from Allstate for them to stop doing what they've been doing. It does have some teeth. The warnings do have some teeth. And if insurers continue to do this, then Lara says that, you know, they will take more formal enforcement action.
If you currently have auto insurance and maybe you just want to keep it, is there the potential, you know, now that you could get dropped from it or, you know, face higher premiums?
I think there is that potential. I've been, I've been lurking online following all kinds of complaints. People just have to be careful. People with new drivers in their households. I'm going to be one of those soon. Have to start early and have to do their research and really just shop around. And also another thing, you know, for drivers out there, I mean, one of the things that auto insurers have done since, you know, the lockdowns went away and we all have sort of shifted back to our normal driving patterns, is that some of them have automatically raised your insurance rate and, you know, said, okay, you're driving this many miles a year. Check your insurance stuff and let your insurer know if you aren't driving as much as they think you are, because then that can help your rates.
Finally, in the last 30 seconds we have, someone's listening to this. I mean, it can be worrisome for sure. You know, what resources are out there? What advice do you have?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, if you're encountering difficulty, let the Department of Insurance know. I mean, they know about what's going on. That's obviously why LARA has issued the warning to insurers. Let the Department of Insurance know what you're going through. Also, the Department of Insurance website has resources on there. There's like, you know, comparison things you can do online. And also there are consumer advocacy groups that, you know, who are ready and willing to advocate on behalf of consumers.
Lovey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Levy Sumagaisai is CalMatters economy reporter talking about the difficulties in finding affordable car insurance in California. Up next, the window is now open for college financial aid applications, and the programs have seen a lot of new changes. We'll hear from experts about how to navigate the new financial aid system. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.